The Defiant Ones.
Come on, Jane! No. Come on, Jane! Come on, Jane! Mouth it this way, Jane!
What do you keep calling me Jane for?
You don't want to be called boy, do you?
No.
Oh, I tell you something, Randy. My daddy would really whoop me good if he ever heard me say this, but staying next to you like this and being chained up to you and having him hounds follow us is... shown me something. It's opened up my eyes. You won't believe this, Randy, but it's taught me a lesson.
What's that?
I'm taller than you. And being taller than you is a lesson in equality in itself.
But speaking of equality, I wonder if there'll ever be any equality.
Well, there is, Randy. Don't forget to play the Star Spangled Banner. It takes both the white keys and the dark keys.
Randy.
In fact, Randy, if you just think about it just a little while, all that talk about equality, that's just a lot of nonsense. Well, everything's equal. It's just some people trying to cause trouble. I'll tell you why, Randy. Look, you read it from examples on equality. Now, at income tax time, don't you get a chance to pay income tax on everybody else?
Yeah.
That's equal, ain't it? All right. Now, you're going to hold up a store. Don't you get the same time as anybody else does?
Yeah.
That's equal, all right. We have the third one here?
Yeah.
When it comes time to getting drafted armed, don't you get drafted along with everybody else?
Yeah.
Well, that's equal.
Yeah, but what about the school and the segregated housing?
Well, those things take a little time. You can't shove everything down people's throat there, Randy. Now, I want to tell you here. Someday, Randy, up there in equality heaven, and they'll all be there, Randy, the people who believe in it, Zanuck and Kramer. That's why they make them pictures, Randy, because they believe in equality, Randy. And up there, it's going to happen because they cause it to. And then and then you're going to be living in Zanuck's house with all your colored friends. And next door to Kramer on his property in Malibu. And you'll be helping them people, Randy, polish them cars. Yes, sir, and I'm going to tell you, buddy, we had all this screaming here. We haven't said a damn thing in this picture yet.
Wait a minute. When you say yet, remember, you're off to a good start, because yet has only three letters.
You know something? I never thought of it that way. Yet only has got three letters. That's damn smart of you, Randy. Maybe if everyone in the world knew that yet only had three letters, it would be a different world. If they knew that Yet only had three letters and Knish had five letters, it would be a world of three-letter, five-letter Yet Knisher, Randy. You'd like to say it, wouldn't you, Randy? Go ahead and say it, buddy. Just spit it on out there.
Yet Knish.
Yet Knish. We should run over to Roosh and yell at. Just run there to Mr. Khrushchev and just yell in his ear, Yet Knish. Yet Knish.
Yet Knish.
Yell it out, Randy!
Yet Knish!
Yet Knish!
Yet Knish!
God damn, it makes you feel clean, don't it? Oh, Randy, I tell you, buddy, we're gonna change the whole world with this someday. And then it won't matter even, Randy, if you're colored and I'm Jewish. Do you hear that, Mr. Khrushchev?
Damn your ass, Mr. Khrushchev. Don't come fooling round over here, 'cause effin' you come fooling round over here, we're gonna come fooling round over there. That's if we don't secede from the Union. Now and of Hitler and Hirohito, they tried it too, came Mussolini and them Italians. Damn their asses too.